Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Our Shades of Spirit, which I love.
Yes.
I have been saying our name over and over and over again today.
Why?
I have no idea. It is really bizarre. It's got a ring. Like, but I think it's because I've seen the word shade or spirits throughout the day, which has been bizarre as well. And then triple fours. And so I just keep saying shades of spirit, shades of spirit. Maybe I was just getting ready for today.
How you spend your time in your head when
this
I'm not around.
This is exactly what happens. I just get off track and I just start talking about shades of spirit to myself.
Okay.
I actually practice the intro every day.
Talk to other people so we can get more YouTube subscribers.
That's exactly what we need. So if you have not gone over to YouTube, like and subscribe, hit the bell notification. It's Shades of Spirit. Go figure that. And you can get entertained with a live show every Sunday, minus holidays. So obviously we're not doing one this Sunday, with the Fierce Four.
Throughout the week.
Yeah, we check in. Ashley just drew or painted an awesome picture. And she pulls an oracle card that goes with it. And then she goes through the painting process and just talks shop. And yeah, it's really cool when she's on Tuesdays. LaShawn's on every Friday. I was supposed to post on Monday, but Jacob, I couldn't get the video to download. And then I forgot to email you from Dr. Pat's show. So maybe he could help me now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, so you guys will have a show for the Monday one coming up here. Like, we're always on. We're always interacting with you guys. We're trying to make contact is what
Sunday
we're doing. Sunday was awesome. We did crystal grids, you guys. Crystals are a passion, as you can tell, of us. And we wanted to put that out there because we're going to have a crystal workshop coming up where we get more in depth with that topic. And people were having a blast. I mean, you know, you guys that joined us, thank you so much, because that just makes it more fun for us when we can interact with you guys.
I like it because it's like raw. It's uncensored.
Oh, yeah.
You just say whatever. We usually end up apologizing for something.
To one another and, or
yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like on the show. Anyway, you guys, so you know what I was also thinking about today was as I was driving, our show title, Vampire Hunting.
Yes, you're welcome.
So then I thought, you know what? I don't hunt anything. I despise the term ghost hunting. Now, every so often you might hear me say it, and that is my own fault because I'm not out hunting ghosts, right? They have a story. They were humans. But then I actually thought about it. And the reality is that the vampires are hunting. We're not going out looking for vampires.
Today we are.
Today, well,
no,
today we're going to
identify them.
We're going to acknowledge them. We're going to pull them through.
Them. Yeah.
Exactly. Look through the shadows, if you will. But normally the vampires, energetic vampires, psychic vampires, are the ones hunting us.
Mm-hmm.
Not always consciously, which I always find interesting, but it's true. So that's what we're going to talk about today, about being empowered in your space, about going around and not staking everybody. We're not Buffy here. We're not doing that. But being able to stay in your own space and be protected in that process and
Buffy.
Conserve your energy.
I thought you were going to do like a Twilight reference or something.
Nuh-uh. Twilight doesn't do the stakes. Buffy did.
Yeah.
Remember they'd have those stakes and the little belt things and oh yeah. Totally. Yeah, I date myself every show nowadays. It's getting to be pretty sad. So yeah, look, you guys, how many times a day do you feel drained, weak, you know, lethargic, foggy? Maybe it's in a month. Maybe it's each week. I know for me, it comes and goes honestly daily, especially if I'm not practicing protecting myself, right? Anxiety, stress, depressed. These are all things that can happen. And if we don't check it, we just assume it's us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not always us. I would say probably 80% of the time, it's not my energy. It's coming from somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Just when I was thinking about this, it's, yeah, because so many times people are like, oh, I'm tired. It's a long day or whatever. But then if you think about it, like what made it a long day? Like as you go about your business, did you have any interactions with someone that left you walking away going, like exhausting. And even though it might seem funny at the time, or even if it was a short sort of interaction, those can really take your energy and they can drain you. And it has a long-term effect.
It can affect you physically, right? I mean, that's a big part of it. That was actually part of my reading last night with a client. And it was, we were talking about symptoms within her physical body that she's gone to the doctor for, and they could not find anything wrong with her. And yet you were picking up on those, and I was picking up on a different section, and it makes us stop and wonder, okay, so if we've been to the doctor and they're not finding a root cause, what else could be causing this, right? So let's first throw this out there. What are energy vampires? Okay. Energy vampires are people who sometimes intentionally, sometimes not intentionally, drain our energy. They can be anybody, you guys. They feed on our willingness to listen and care for them, leaving us exhausted, overwhelmed, underappreciated, right? They can be your spouse. They can be your partner in crime, your best friend. They could be the cubicle mate that sits next to you at work. It could be your boss. It could be your neighbor. I mean, how many of you plan, and don't lie to me, when you're going to get the mail or the newspaper, because you know Sally's coming out the same time and Sally just sucks the life out of you. Well, okay, it's because we're not protecting ourselves in that space. It can be in the grocery store. It can be, you know, I don't know, the person driving next to you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In line places, just anywhere there's people, like there is the potential for that. And then, you know, family, just like you said, spouse, and it can be mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, people that are closest to us. And maybe we just don't realize it because we just kind of go, okay, well, that's the price of family. Like, you have to put up with it. But do you ever really like examine that relationship? And like, do you check yourself? Like, how do you feel when you're around them or after they leave or anything, any sort of interaction? Ask yourself how you feel. Were you feeling better before? And if so, like, why? What happened? What changed in that conversation or that interaction?
Absolutely, you guys. Absolutely. I've used that once today. Folks, once. I want you guys to keep tallies on what transitions I use with Spirit Walker Nicole. Absolutely is off the table now, Jacob. So don't allow it to happen again. All right. Learning to, I know. Yeah. See this, you've got to keep us in check, man. But this is what happens around here. This is a three partner crime activity we're doing here. You guys, learning how to identify and respond to the toxic behavior can help preserve your own energy and protect yourself from a great deal of emotional and physical distress. Okay. I love my family. Do you love your family? You know, most days we love our families, but when it's time to go places with them, we all just need to take a breath, right? Well, the past few days has been spring break and, you know, things are starting to come back alive. And so we've taken little tiny trips out to just get my parents out. For Pete's sake, they've been closed in for too long. If I'm in their home, I am drained almost immediately. And I almost always forget because you just think, oh, it's my parents' house. It'll be fine, right? Oh my God, no. And I grew up in that house. So, I mean, can you imagine the amount of residual energy being stored between myself, my brother, my parents is a lot. And I actually leave that house every flipping time. And it's not like we're all fighting. We're all laughing and having a good time. My mom's got a pool. We have lunch together. But I have so many side effects of being in that energy. And it's, I'm depleted, I'm dizzy, I feel nauseous, I get a headache, and then I start having the physical pain of my dad. We've talked about that as being an empath. And then I realize as I'm leaving, oh my God, I need coffee, I'm so exhausted, I can hardly keep my eyes open, and realized, well, you didn't shield yourself today, didn't ground yourself. And I did an experiment today. Today we went out to, if you're here in San Diego, Encinitas Botanical Gardens is a beautiful place to go. They've just reopened. They take appointments only so that it is COVID friendly and they only allow a certain amount of people in the space. And it was like pretty much dead in there. So it made it even nicer. But we had my parents and my aunt and uncle. So shout out to Kathy and Bobby, the kids and I, right? And I left that afternoon, today afternoon, in such a better vibration because we were outside, because I was grounding with Mother Nature, There were hawks flying that I was connecting with. We saw a snake. I was taking the signs and symbols as well, connecting spiritually, connecting with my inner self, and leaving in that vibration. I thought that says a lot, even for where we are with people and what we're doing and connecting. When you're closed up in a house with everybody for hours, it can already be a disaster. And then you think about everybody else's emotions. These are energy vampires. They're sucking the energy and life from us, not intentionally. My parents would never do that intentionally. If you have kids, you know, those kids, pesky kids, teenagers, preteens, whoo, man, they got to fuel up somehow. So how many of you are feeling that energy as well, right?
Just ordering food with your family.
Hey, are we going there?
Oh, if we have to, yeah, let's.
Different ways of just having these energy vampires. They can be the smallest ones out there, right? Because they're just using that energy vibration. So how many of you are high vibrational beings? Try and live in that vibration, do your meditation in the morning, connecting with your spiritual self, and find that you are depleted by noon. Right?
You guys make it to noon?
For you with work, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
It's a lot. You have to laugh about it at some point, but then at some point also you need to start recognizing what's going on and then taking, which we'll talk about, steps to like help and sort of combat that.
Exactly. You can make yourself your own spirity vampire wand. Let's not stake anybody, even spirit, like, but you can definitely connect on that level and be able to give that energy back. And I want to talk about that when we get back from break, because sometimes it is okay for us to deflect that energy back to the person that it came from. And sometimes we don't want to do that because we know the energy that they're in, but it is not our place to take it on. Yes, we are doing, hello, Kathy Bray. We are doing readings tonight. I actually have a darker deck out tonight. I'm doing some dark mirror cards for myself. And generally what happens is Spirit Walker Nicole usually counters me with angel cards, especially because she doesn't really like this deck. On the other hand, we're talking about energy vampires. We're talking about heavy energy. We're talking about what we can get rid of ourselves as well. So yes, we are doing readings. You just let us know on Transformation Talk Network or Shades of Spirit that you would like a reading. We will put your names down. We get to as many as we can. We have a 1-hour reading special. It is going to continue into April. So I have decided, because you guys have been awesome in March and all the referrals and all the readings that I've been doing, you're keeping me busy. And when I'm busy, I keep the price at a point where we can all kind of, you know, be able to afford that connection. So it's $75 for a 1-hour reading. This will go through April 1st to the end. I don't know if there's 29, 30, or 31 days. People count their knuckles. I don't understand that, but apparently that works. Have you ever seen that? They go January, February, March. I'm like, I've just lost count of what you're doing. But so that's coming up. And then we have a mystical tea party with Spirit on April 17th, my first live in-person event. You're not finding that for most people. Some people are starting to get on board with that as well. But I'm going to space now where we are going to be outside. It's a mystical tea party. It's a limited amount of tickets to sell. So you guys, you want to jump on that, grab a few friends, you guys get your own little table over here, and we just get to enjoy animals and we get to enjoy some fabulous food created by celebrity chef Nicole Moreno. And then LaShawn and I are doing readings. It's going to be a wild time because Spirit's involved, of course. So those are a couple things coming up. You guys stay tuned, stay with us. Let us know if you want readings and we will see you after this break. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Hello there, and welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
You know what?
What?
We really love music.
We do.
Every time something comes back on, we both kind of start dancing. Oh, it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you guys catch me on KKNW, they're a AM/FM syndicated radio station, so they can play songs with words. And Benny is so fantastic that he finds songs that go with my themes of the shows. So there were all sorts of songs about angels or the word angel in it on Monday. It was pretty nice. Sick. I was enjoying that. Welcome back, you guys. Today we are vampire hunting, or we're figuring out how the vampires are hunting us, right? Our energy. This is not a literal sense, you guys, first of all. Okay. But if you are into Twilight or Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know, maybe you do think this is a big thing here. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a real thing. You will hear about people talking about psychic attacks or vampire, you know, vampire energy, sucking your energy. What other things do they call it?
I don't know.
There's all sorts of things that they talk about with people trying to take our energy, right? And some of it's consciously and some of it is not consciously. So let's talk about the conscious part of it right now, okay? And, you know, we've got people that want readings today, so we're going to be filtering you guys in. Diane Bomba, Spirit Walker Nicole has a fantastic deck for you about abundance. So we'll do your reading. And then I've got Carrie and as well. So don't worry, you guys. And I think that Ashley just came up and said she wants one. So we'll get to readings as well. But I want us to do the conscious energy vampires. Okay. These are folks that will one-up you. Do you like that, Spirit Walker Nicole? Have you ever had the one-uppers?
Yes, yeah. All the time.
One-up. I'm going to one-up you.
But they're easy to identify. And then it's just, then it becomes like a contest of how far you can take it.
Yeah, absolutely. They never like to be outdone. And they can have the narcissistic tendencies. Woo! How many of us know that? Give me thumbs up. Respond, interact with us. Like, that's what this is so much fun to do with you guys. But yeah, I mean, I think we all have had a narcissist in our life once or twice. Some of you more. And part of that is because you have not broken those patterns and those tendencies yet in that spiritual development and the lessons that we're here to learn, right? But now we're going to give you some ways to spot them easily and to be able to cut those cords and get them out of your flipping life, okay? So I like this one. You get that narcissist or that person that's just kind of, you know, egocentric, right? And they're over here like, that's really good news. Like, you tell them something cool, like, oh my gosh, hey, I scored this second radio show. I actually had this happen. And so I'm going to be doing this twice a week. And I was so excited for myself. And this person was very similar to this. And that's like, that's really good news. And they're like, well, actually, what I'm going to do is I am going to be working with this particular group. And I'm going to be doing this, this, and this. And it was like, couldn't you just be happy for me for a second, right? It isn't always about you. And then they want like tips on how I got to where I am. And I'm like, are you flipping kidding me right now? Right? So these are the people that will be like, oh, that's great news. But then they turn it back on them. Right? So maybe they're like, oh, I applied for a new job today. And hey, could you help me with my resume? Excuse me, you know, I would be happy to help you. I'd be happy to show you and walk you through the process of how, you know, we've gotten to where we're at, but in time, right? Not right now. Like let's celebrate me for a minute. This is hard work. We really put ourselves out there to get where we're going. Right. And so then they're like, maybe they even have it in their face. Oh, by the way, I've actually got it with me here. Do you mind looking over it now? Those are fun.
Some of them are, it's so bad. Like they just can't help it. They can't contain themselves. But I think like for me, the older I get, just the easier it is to see it. Cause you've like been there, done that, and you see it and you're like, oh, and so it's easier to kind of weed those people out.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But that's why my circle is so small though, because
you mean I don't know, maybe two
I have
friends?
Trust issues. I have three friends. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. But this is true. Some of us will, as we get older, fine tune our inner circles. So yeah, the circle of trust gets real small when we start identifying those people. You know what? So what if you have like those people that are very successful and you're like making your way, right? Maybe you're doing the same thing. Maybe it's a little bit different. But at the same time, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I feel like I went through a lot of these probably because I'm writing the notes for the show. You know, I got my Reiki 1 or I got my Reiki 2. And they're over here like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. You know, only 3 more certificates to get to where I'm at.
Wah,
wah. Anybody else watch Friends? Give me a break, people. Be happy for me, right? You know, great that you're at that point, but maybe I didn't find my life purpose or my path until 3 years later. And you're already, you know, far beyond where I'm at on that process of it. So that is a conscious energy vampire. Now, some people aren't cognizant, which is bizarre. But a lot of them do know what they're doing, you know? And if you call them out on it, I mean, how many of you have called out a narcissist or called out someone like this? And they're like, oh yeah, no, okay, that's great. They can't stop themselves. It's like word vomit. Right? Are you looking for the hummingbird?
It's right. She just came back.
Oh, our hummingbird had 2 babies, you guys. Oh my gosh. Check out our Shades of Spirit page. I posted the picture up there. She is very protective of them, but we can see them out the window. All right. So if you have someone like this in your life, this is what we're going to do. We have to put our shields up. We got to create the boundaries, right? So if you know that you have to interact with that person, maybe it's somebody you work with where your inner circle can't get smaller because you got to see them every day, right? And that is that person a lot of times where you're like, oh, I'm so excited. I got that promotion. Oh, that's great. Now you only got 2 more interviews to do before you can get to that next level where I'm at, right? So what you can do is that when you know you're going to walk into that space, create these shields. So I use my angels. What do you do for shields?
Definitely angels, and just it's a conscious decision every day. Like I prepare myself, whether it be in the car ride on the way there, you just know that there's going to be some sort of comments or whatever, and you just kind of just get yourself ready, have a talk with the team, and then remember, you are the only one that's going to control your reaction to it or your emotional response. And when people do that, it is such a reflection of themselves and not you. Like it just shows their insecurity and whatever else is going on with them. And it's just you be in control of how you respond to it. But, you know, like I've been rolling my eyes since I was a fetus in the womb. I got in trouble for it as early as like preschool. I mean, it's literal documentation of teachers going, okay, she really sort of rolls her eyes a lot. I can't help it, but I'm worked on it, but I internally roll my eyes about 15 times a day, but smile on my face and keep swimming.
That's what we got to do, you guys. So if you don't let them diminish your problems and play down your own feelings by feeding off your emotional energy, that's where that empowerment comes in, right? So we don't play into that. For me, I have learned with these people that I redirect the conversation and I end it. I'm done playing the game, right? I used to want to get that last word in. I used to be that person that just, I would continue to drain my energy because I kept trying to almost battle them energetically. And then my ego would kick in. I mean, let's be honest, you know, because now I'm feeling like, hey, this is not right. So if you don't let them diminish your energy, diminish the excitement in your life, if you are able to just put a stop, okay, cool. Or the person with the, you know, application or whatever it might be, you know, I'd be happy to help you, but I'm not going to take that right now because I'm really excited about where I'm at in my space. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. We can connect later on next week. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to go have a glass of wine, or I'm going to have a nice dinner with my family. And once you cut that off, you've built the wall, right? You've created the barrier within yourself energetically and them. And that is a big part of keeping our energy and keeping our vibration high. And narcissists are horrible because they are really able to tear us down all the time. And now you feel unworthy again and you go back into that cycle. So that's not cool. Okay. And they really do get a big boost to energy at the dismay of our own emotional buffet. So if we're high, they're high, they're going to take it. If we're low, then they're going to take that energy as well, because now we're low and we can't protect ourselves. So our own emotional buffet is just the prime perfect storm for those people, right? How about the guilt trippers or the ultimatums? Those energy vampires.
Give me an example.
Okay. So if you think about this, energy vampires can often rely on guilt trips, any way to bring us down, tear walls down, right? Bring our energy down, because they're starting to take that power from us to get what they want. They know that shame is a great weapon amongst people who are compassionate and caring. So also with ultimatums, you guys, it's an effective way to capture a person's attention and then coerce them into doing something that they otherwise may not do. Okay. Ready for example number one?
I am.
All right. I'm talking to you. I don't know how you expect me to make it without you. I'll fall apart. Right. So you're telling me all these good things, or maybe you're wanting to leave a relationship. Right. And so I'm over here like, you know, that egotistical, you know, narcissist, if you will. And so I'm going to boost that guilt trip. How many of you have been in a relationship to where you've tried to break it off and they're like, I don't know how you expect me to make it without you. I will just fall apart. And then we start to feel guilty. Like, oh shit. Yeah, they are. Well, you know why? Because you are so good and they know that, and they can't use your energy, and somebody else isn't going to put up with the BS that you did. Right. I'm sure you've never had that happen before, ever. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, it's one of those things of, if you really care about me.
Oh, bitch, please.
Yeah. You call him and tell him how much I love him. Will you just let him know? Just let. If you really care about me, will you take it on? So now you're in your own friend's energy. I mean, how many of you have been in a space to where you have had to be that buffer between two people? Oh, yeah, we're having issues. Could you just call and let him know or her know how much they mean to me, how much I love them? I don't think they're listening to me. There's a reason, because they're taking your energy from you. So now you've put a third party in the mix. These people are guilt trippers. They're shamers. They're trying to help someone else maybe learn their lessons for them as well, you know, and that's not cool by any means. All right. I know I said that we would do your reading, Diane. We're going to come back from break. We're going to do your reading. We've got a Catchin Hen. I might be saying your name wrong. You are on the list as well. We're going to continue talking about how to preserve your energy. Reiki is a great way to do that. And I actually have been, you know, letting people know, you don't have to have Reiki done by us. We're both Reiki masters, but go somewhere when you feel depleted energetically in order to help clear out those chakras, align that energy center, and to fill that back up with the light that you need in order to keep yourself going forward. You can go to our website, shadesofspirit.com. We have all of our appointments up there, all the things that we do. It's a fantastic website. So go check that out at the break and come back in a couple of minutes, and we will do some readings and talk more about vampires. See you guys at the break. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Are you
that
sure?
That surprised me. Yes. We're back.
He also gives us a countdown as to when we're coming back. So,
well, sometimes I'm busy.
You're working on readings. I know. You're connecting over there. All right. So vampires, not the kind from Buffy, these energetic ones, right? We're talking about how we can work in that energy, be around some of these people, stay empowered, not give away our self-worth, and at the same time have a connection and still be able to celebrate our wins and not feel guilty or shame about it as well. But let's kick off some readings because we promised readings. So you go first. You've got Diane Bomba.
I do. Yes, ma'am. So Diane, what your card is, I pulled you an Angel of Abundance card.
Because she asked about financials.
Yes, about financial reading. This card is the Release Jealousy card. And when you first look at it, you go, well, that's weird. You know, you might not think, I'm not a jealous person. And that's totally fine. This card is not saying that you are a jealous person. It's just basically asking you to go inward and really take a look at your responses to things. And if you see something that somebody else has that you want, make sure that your reaction, just monitor that. Because sometimes, like if you say, oh man, even if you don't know the person, they're driving like a brand new Corvette and you're like, oh, that's so nice. I don't think I could ever have one. Pay attention to that thought. Because when you think to yourself, I don't think I can ever have one, the universe will agree and say, yeah, that's right. You're never going to have one. Not when you think like that. And so you have to make sure that all of your thoughts, monitor them, pay attention to them. And just if you see something like that, even if you're not like consciously jealous, just think to yourself, yeah, that's going to happen. That's coming. You may not know when or how or what the situation is, but just make sure that your thoughts and your vibes are in that positive space. And if you think that maybe that's a little bit harder right now because of whatever circumstances, you just kind of clear out that energy, do the Reiki work, do the Release and Intentions workshop that we offer, whatever it is. Those are, you know, very, very inexpensive. And make some room, clear out some of this energy that can make you think that you can't have something or that that's impossible, and replace it with that white energy, that positive, that angelic, hey, yes, you can. We just got to work for it, or whatever the case, because anything is possible. And it's just reminding you, when you feel like that, like you're not going to obtain something or you can't get it for life circumstances, your angels are reminding you that that is not necessary or a helpful part of your spiritual journey. When you say things like that, you're actually like expressing a lack of, is that fear and that emptiness. And that's not you. You don't have that. You have an angel team. You have everything you need to get whatever it is that you want. You just have to set the intention and then go for it, which I know you can do.
Hand me that right there. So Diane, make sure, the wheel. Make sure you tune in tomorrow because I am doing, and I know that you're always with us, I am doing the Wheel of Colors tomorrow, right? Because color holds vibration. I do readings off of colors as well. Not aura readings, but actual color readings where we will work on that energy with you and be able to help you move some of that out because it's all about the barriers you've creating. I'm tuning in more of the person I'm reading next during her talk, but they were saying self-worth is a big thing. Reconnect on that. The times that you've been knocked down, Diane, use them as learning experiences and then continue to move that process forward. So yeah, we'll leave you with that. Thank you so much, ma'am. All right. I've got Carrie N. Ah. Now, sometimes what I have to do is I have to back up the Dark Mirror cards with a angel therapy card, a healing card as well. And for me, Carrie, I got anger out of this card. And it's the fragmentation. It's feeling like you are fractured into multiple pieces and that you are having to put those pieces out into way different areas in your life. And I don't feel like there's a cohesive unit or bond within that soul level healing that you've been trying to do. So your team is acknowledging that, yes, you are working on healing. You are working on that connection. And so they're trying to help you put those fragments together. But at the same time, what happens is that we can't quite get all those pieces to fit in right. Because if it's a mirror and we're looking at that person and the mirror breaks, right, all those little pieces kind of come off. So it's not ever a perfect formation again. Kind of like if you do a puzzle over and over and over again, and the pieces on the corners get bent, it doesn't completely seal. And that's what they're saying is that you have to let go of the anger part of it. That the energy vampires honestly can utilize that energy that you're in, even if we're in a lower space where we're trying to heal or we're working through some stuff, they're going to take and run with that energy. Because honestly, for us to be in a lower vibration, I'm not saying that you really are. I'm just saying you've got some healing and some work that, you know, we all can be doing as well. It's easier to be in the space. And so I wanted to see what the remedy, if you will, through the next card would be, just like if I was doing an oracle card, which, by the way, you guys, stay tuned tomorrow. The special for April comes out for oracle card readings. But this is kind of how the process goes. So we're going to work through the anger. We're going to work on not being fragmented anymore. We're going to take each piece to that puzzle, to that mirror, and we're going to start working with it and clearing it, which is exactly what the second card was. And it's the clear yourself card. And it says, ask the angels to release any toxic energies that you may have absorbed. Well, that goes into that anger part of it. It's not your anger fully that you're carrying around. Yes, it's a human emotion, but it's time for you to clear that energy out. It says, this card comes to you because the angels see you're carrying some lower energies. I'm not saying you're possessed. That's not how this goes. But you are holding some lower energies in because of the people around you. Why you said that you've, you know, shrunk your inner circle to, you know,
very small.
5% of what it might have been in our younger days. I'm aging us like we're 80.
It's true.
Think
about when you guys were teenagers or junior high even, and the how many friends you had, you ran with the girls and or guys, whatever it is, and everybody. But as you get older, you start seeing, as people start going through their experiences in their lives, you start and the interactions become more deeper, and you start seeing people as they get older of who they are and how they really are. And then you have to just start shrinking it down.
And what I love about this is it really does back up the theme of today. And it says, you know, for you, Carrie, because of your high sensitivity and compassion, you may have absorbed this negativity from other people's fears. Fear plays into a big part of energy vampires, psychic attacks. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't necessarily believe in a psychic attack because we are in control of our own psychic abilities. But that's, if you buy into that, it's time to create those shields, you guys. I will never be psychically attacked or, you know, any type of casting or spells because I don't believe in it. at the end of the day. I have full control over my own energy and power. But you have been taking in people's energy that's not in that high vibrational space right now, because I think you're trying to help them as well. And they're saying, okay, look, call your angels in and clear it out. So if you're in that space where you just can't walk away, which I get, you know, sometimes we can't do that. You got to find that time and space to go out and connect for yourself. It says these toxic energies may have also sprung from your own past fears. So again, releasing, releasing, releasing. It seems to be a theme all of a sudden now in these readings that we're doing.
Oh, the next one is right in line with that.
Right in line with that. So you guys listen to each other's readings. One reading is not just for one person, right? It's for a whole as well. So if you take parts of this and it resonates with you, it's spirit coming through to you saying, wake up. It's time for us to move in that direction. So ask for angelic clearing. So it's funny because not funny, but you know, you're over here telling Diane to, all right, let's clear ourselves. Let's move that energy out. Let's, you know, let's release it somehow. And they're telling you the same thing. You guys, all you have to do is close your eyes, take a couple of nice deep breaths in, kind of center yourself. You can have music on if you want. Call in your spirit team and ask them just to clear you of any residual energy that's not for your highest and best. You've asked, you will now receive. And that's what they're also telling you as well for Carrie. What I'll leave you with is that they're also saying that you have people that you can go to that can help. It's just that you like to carry a lot of it yourself because you know you're going to get it done and it's going to be done right. And it's time to kind of let that go and start putting this back on others. It doesn't all have to be for you. And I will leave you with that. All right. Who do you have? Are you ready now?
I'm ready.
Okay.
How do you pronounce her name?
Okay. Kachin Hen.
Yes, that's who I have. What this card is, and it goes right along with everybody else's reading. So, you know, I hope you're listening to theirs as well. But this is the attachment card. And this is talking about, this card reveals that your passage forward is being stopped by strong attachments to old patterns or people from the past. The chain at your wrist is bolted to fear from the past or desperation about the future. Although you may wear the mask of pretense or even contentment, you simply can't seem to move forward. The stuff that's keeping you stuck could be physical addictions, emotional patterns, or even old relationships. Are you living in fear, addicted to old unhealthy habits, or so desperate about the future that you can't be happy now? I don't really feel like you're desperate by any means. I'm thinking more, it's just what this card is saying, because your team is kind of chiming in here, so I'll stop reading. But it's just really pay attention to the past and old patterns and habits. Are you falling in? Like, are you that one that everybody always goes to when their shit is falling apart and they gravitate towards you because you're the fixer or you're the one that's always has the shoulder? Make sure you have a shoulder too and that you can turn to somebody, but make sure that you, again, clearing the energy out. Make sure that the old things from the past aren't always holding on to you. And Archangel Michael is a great one to come in and cut those cords and ties and whatever you have. But just really pay attention to how your past habits are still manifesting themselves now. And if you can, try to make those changes, because even little changes go a long way. And you can start small with like one person or one habit, get rid of that and move on to the next. And pretty soon you're living your best life. So make sure that you're monitoring past mistakes, past issues, relationships, whatever it is, and not letting them affect you today.
I'm also really uncomfortable all of a sudden moving into your energy as well, because we're about to go to break and we'll do more readings and talk more about energy vampires as well. But I am getting to that point where I cannot get comfortable sitting in this stool that I sit on. So I'm wondering what's going on in your physical body as well. Are you feeling it? I don't know if it's muscular or what's going on, but I just feel like you can't get comfortable. You can't breathe right. There's just so much in that space, and just being allowing ourselves to let go of it. I don't know where you live or how you feel about massage therapy, but when the timing is right for you, I would definitely look into some body work as well to help you release, because you definitely hold things at a cellular level. This is deep, like aching for me as well. And so, you know, for me, it doesn't just spring on automatically. So I know that I'm moving into that energy as well. But you hold so much in that I just feel like at times, and we need to just get you to kind of release and relax. Epsom salt baths. If you don't have a bathtub, Epsom salt foot soaks with essential oils is really good at helping remove that toxic energy as well.
That sounds nice.
I know. And so the show will end early today. No, I'm just kidding. All right, you guys, stay with us. We'll be right back after this break, and we will continue doing readings and give you some more tips on energy vampires and how to avoid them or just get them out of your life altogether.
Get the hell out.
All right, you guys, see you right after this break.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week. Now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
We are talking about vampires today, and not the kind we go out hunting for.
Hunting.
Wow. We go hunting for them.
Hunting.
Yeah, like okay. Bugs Bunny, yeah. You know? But no, I mean, it's a real thing. It's a way that people use our energy sometimes without us even knowing it, and we're allowing it to happen. We're having that energy exchange to where we're like, just done by the end of the day. And I have more and more clients that are starting to get back into the real world, right? It's been a little over a year now. They've been back at work maybe a month or two. They've gone from working in their home in that sacred space and, you know, that safe environment back out into, you know, the real world. And all of a sudden we get bombarded with this energy. And now we're wondering, why do I have headaches? Why does my neck hurt? What's going on here? Well, hello. It's because we're trying to adapt and adjust back to that. This energy can be really dangerous because energy vampires may not know what they're doing. And honestly, that's the subconscious ones. So we talked about some of those ones that kind of know what they're doing and they get a rise out of that. And so they keep egging you on. But there are those people that just don't get it, right? And it's not because they're trying to be mean or egotistical or jealous. They just don't have that ability. Now you look at psychopaths and sociopaths, that's a little bit different. So we're not talking about that group. But some of them have inherited these characteristics from a parent and they're completely unaware, right? We emanate what we learn. And so if we had a parent or a teacher or a coach that was like that, we will take on those same qualities. And we're not even aware because no one's brought it to our attention. So I'm not saying call all your friends out.
You came from a broken home. That's why you're so mean.
That may not be the right way to go, you guys. But what we can do is we can start sending them love. We can start sending them light. We can have a very open discussion, right? This can be hard and sometimes can lead us down the rabbit hole, and we understand that. But we also find that when we're starting to feel the physical symptoms, like with me going to my parents' house and feeling that energy kick on, that when I'm feeling it physically, that I need to go deeper. Ashley Jensen, I'm shuffling cards for you and they're all trying to fall out of the deck. So that's fun. I will pull one out for you here in just a second. But you know, how to vanquish the vampires. That's always fun.
First, you just, and you have to recognize them. And then ask yourself also, why are you giving so much away? Like, you need to learn how to celebrate your own victories, appreciate the people that are genuinely happy for you, and then identify those that aren't, that make it into a competition with them, or just, you can just tell that it's not happening to them, then it's not really that important, and move along.
Okay. So with that being said, let's go to Ashley's reading. And then you've got one as well. Who do you have? And Kathy Bray, I believe. So we will finish off the show with you guys. And we'll also give you a couple more tips as we go. But I want to make sure we get to the readings today, because I think it's really important that we connect with you guys today on this topic as well. But for you, Ashley, you're kind of looking at direction, right? So I pulled a card out of my psychic reading deck, which I absolutely love. And it's the seedling card, and it's number 29. So if you're into numbers, which I think you are, you recognize that the 2 + 9 = 11. And it's about that spirit connection, your spirit team coming in, 11, 11, 111, 911, wherever you see the 11s, continue paying attention to them. If you're not already, they want you to tune in, because you're asking for direction on this part of your path, your journey, right? Well, they are trying to get those signs to you. But when we see the signs, we need to tune into what we're thinking about in the moment in order to get that validation from our team. So they're leaving you the breadcrumbs, and they're right now like, okay, let's start paying attention to these signs. The seedlings is that you're about to start and embark on a new journey, that the roots are starting to form. And I feel like you feel this. You're feeling the shift within yourself. And for some reason, I feel like it's butterflies in my stomach, which I don't think I've ever had in a reading. And my back is tingling. It's about branching out. So they're showing me like wings sprouting and like the tickle in my stomach and just that high vibrational energy starting to want to emerge, just like a seed that's starting to emerge in the spring. It says, it's time to plant the seeds and harvest the rewards. You've received this card as the universe wants you to know it's time to plant those new ideas and seeds. Find what interests you, right? We're not going to be able to tell you what interests you. If there's a particular part in this field of the mediumship or psychic part of it, if you're already kind of involved in it and you have that connection, they want you to continue to grow that and evolve that, because that's the course you're supposed to be on. Healing would be great for you as well if you are not already a Reiki practitioner or work in that method. I can't talk today. Mythology. My hands have turned on, so it's a sign for me letting you know that you have a very healing nature about you as well. And I am seeing plants. So I don't know if you like to garden, or herbs for you as well. It's that connection with earth, bringing it into your body, bringing in spirit form as well. And they're talking about, I don't know, have you ever heard angelic light? I don't know what that is, but it's like I can see everything you touch turns to gold. Like, it's like beams of light. This is cool, that come down into all aspects of what you do. And so it's been learning and growing for you. And now it's time to actually move that forward.
She says she has a sticky note on her walls that says, growing my wings.
Yes. Whoa. Okay. So
that's
not how wings growing, but that's exactly what it feels like. It feels like wings coming out from my shoulder blades.
She says she's surrounded by plants right now.
Yes. Okay. So keep on that path, continue on that journey, keep the sticky note up. And I'm going to leave you with that so we can get to our last reading before we have to end the show.
Well, I will say, Ashley, also with the angel light, look for it, call those angels in and look how they shed light on the situations or whatever's going on with you. They will literally come down and like direct you in the right path. So I think that's what she's talking about.
Perfect.
Good luck. All right, Kathy, Miss Kathy, I have a deck that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but this is the one they wanted me to pull from.
I told you, she does this to me every time.
Yeah, but this is the Angel of Clairaudience. And what this is, how this ties in, is make sure, if you don't know what clairaudience is, look it up. But it's that, it's, we all have our senses, right? We have, like, there's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, all that stuff. Clairaudience is when it's that hearing. You can hear spirit, you can hear the it's just like that extra, when you hear a song that you, most people would just be like bebopping along to the song, you're hearing the message, you're listening to that. And so what your spirit team is reminding you is make sure that you're paying attention to those little things that you're hearing. Maybe it's in your mind, maybe it's externally, but be on the lookout for these vampires. Like, you'll be able to hear when they first start talking, you're like, oh, my bullshit detector's going off. So that would, I mean, you can identify that, and then you just kind of make a mental note to shield yourself from them, and you'll hear that and you'll be able to pick it up in that way. So you're, it's just a really good thing to, they're reminding you to really listen, listen to what's being said and listen to what's not being said. Listen to your gut. That clairaudience is going to serve you very well.
Love it. I love it. So the last 2 minutes, we're going to go through ways we can vanquish the energy vampires, or at least not get sucked dry. Right? No? Yes. You're not humored by me? Whatever. So the first thing is if you can, remove them from your life. Energetically sometimes works just as good as the physical body. Sometimes we just need to let them go, right? It's setting boundaries. It's lower the expectations. If you're dealing with a narcissist, you guys know that these people are not capable of being empathic or empathetic towards you. Don't expect that from them. So if you lower your expectations with these people, you now have taken away your energy up here. You're bringing yourself back down the space. And I do want you to do this with caution. I never want you to go from here down to here, but you can lower the expectations. You can kind of just, you know, if you're too tired, let them know, you know, I can't do this today. I just can't. Like, it's just, I'm going to need to reschedule for lunch. Take some time for yourself. Know the difference between when they're venting to you and they just need an ear, as opposed to dumping their crap in your lap.
Make some excuses. It's all right. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Don't overreact. Again, like I said, shift the topic. Mm-hmm. Thank them. I can get back with you later this week for what you need, but I'm going to go ahead and celebrate myself and my winnings right now.
Just kind of click. Like, yeah, just kind of like, and you don't even have to, if that's too aggressive, like just sort of just be that like Homer Simpson backing slowly into the bush and go do your stuff. It's fine. They'll find somebody else.
Do it. So those are some tips for you guys. Join me tomorrow. You saw the wheel. I am doing color readings tomorrow. It'll be 5 p.m. Same place, same time. I have Soul Radio. Jump on our website, book your session with us, and we will see you tomorrow. You're going to be my guest tomorrow, right?
What?
I want you to be my guest tomorrow. Okay. Help me with the wheel.
Bye.
That's your favorite thing. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. Have a good evening, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.